Yeah. I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
I don't know. The older I get, the more I see things in the world that I just say, well, I don't understand why that's a thing. How is that? Why is that? Why do people do this? Why do people do that? And one of those things is spinners. Do you know what those spinners
those fidget
things
spinners?
Are?
The little fidget spinners.
Fidget spinners. Yeah. Does everybody know what we're talking? I fear there's a lot of people who are our age and older who don't know what we're talking about. But they're these things, they look like the heads of electric razors that people spin on their fingers for some
it's
reason.
It's like a little triangle-shaped deal.
I don't know why, but apparently that's a thing. And it's a thing with the kids. I guess kids really love these things, and the younger generation really loves them. And apparently so do women who like to get their freak on. Because a 24-year-old woman in Edmonton was rushed to the hospital after one of those things got stuck.
She was fidgeting
with her spinner, and she thought that the spinner might cause become a pleasurable type device for her. I don't know how exactly that would. Do the things vibrate when they spin?
I don't know.
But she was spinning that thing while she was in bed, and it got wedged inside where it didn't belong. And it got stuck in there. Said the woman's 54-year-old neighbor, who maybe she was the first person she called instead of 911.
Is this woman also 50-something years old?
No, 24. She's
okay,
24.
All right.
She's 24 years old. And I think that's the age of the people who play with these things, right?
Even I thought it was more like 14 or 15.
Is it? All right. Well, yeah.
I don't know too many 24-year-olds that are playing with fidget spinners, except this girl.
She said, the neighbor lady said, I just heard this God almighty scream coming from her house. So we rushed over and we banged on the door. And so then they call the 911 and they come over and they try some various lubrication methods and that didn't work.
Did it get stuck?
They had to cart her off to the hospital to get that thing unspun, I guess.
And this is the middle of the afternoon on Saturday,
I guess. All
right. Job opening for a basketball coach or two, if you know how to coach them up. The Tishomingo High School in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Is looking for two new boys basketball coaches after the district fired last season's coaches for using the school bus to make a beer run. Let's run down and grab some suds. The school board member said it happened while the coaches were out of town with the team at a basketball camp at Connor State College. The store clerk told officials at Connor State, the coaches drove the school bus to a nearby convenience store to buy some beer. That's probably a no-no with the high school. And on top of it, the college does not allow alcohol on campus. So those two are out of a job.
That's gonna stand out. Mm-hmm. School bus.
Convenience store parking lot.
Loading it up with beer.
Yeah.
And finally here, we've got a former dominatrix who right now is in the battle of her life. Now, I say former because she's laid down the whips and chains.
She's gone to the fidget spinners now.
She's gone to the right side of the law. She's a sheriff's officer, and she wants to continue in her job. But there was a time when she appeared in some bondage movies for pay, and this has come out after the fact. And this story comes to us from New Jersey, and she was supposed to be sworn in this month, I believe. And she has a disciplinary hearing coming up 1 week from tomorrow.
How do they plan on disciplining her?
I don't know. The county sheriff's office suspended her last month for 6 days before she was scheduled to graduate from the police academy. They say she failed to disclose that she made bondage videos and saw clients privately for money. Again, she did this back in 2010 through 2012. They're saying that is conduct unbecoming a public employee. She was not a public employee at the time, but they're saying that she did not disclose all of this information. And the sheriff's department is saying, the sheriff's office is saying there's been a proliferation of video and audio records of her past employment. The officer has hired attorneys who successfully argued that she had done nothing illegal. She had already completed all the requirements to graduate, and they say it was wrong to suspend her for prior to a disciplinary hearing. So she is sitting on suspension right now. A judge lifted the suspension. She's currently actually on modified duty at the moment. And according to documents that were filed with the courts, the officer told the sheriff's office investigators she is aware she appeared in those videos that are online, but she noted that she was never naked and never performed sex acts in those videos. Her real name was never used in any of the videos. She ended those activities 5 years ago. She calls it stupid stuff I did when I was young. She was paid. She does not receive any money for those continued sale of those videos. But as of right now, it's looking very hazy as to if she will become a sheriff's officer. And I believe the criminals in New Jersey are breathing a sigh of relief because I don't think you want her on that side of the law.
I can't believe it's news.
With the methods that she has employed in the past.
I don't know how they identified her in the first place with that leather hood on her head. You know, I mean,
Somebody in the office is looking at those videos, yeah. Right? That's what you want to know. You want to know how it was they determined she was doing that stuff.